not earn favor with God. Ernie was a member at this church. He's going to work through what the Lord's done in his heart and why he's actually standing before you today to get baptized. And so I don't want to steal that thunder. And so I'll introduce you to Ernie. You come on through here, and you just want to talk right up here.
Yep.
And Ernie's going to give his testimony. Part of it is how he thought God worked in his heart. And then part of it is how God actually started working in his heart. And then after that, we'll baptize him. And we will go on to the next, okay? All right, so Ernie,
thanks.
Go ahead.
All right. A lot of you know me and a lot of you don't, but as I was raised Catholic, but we didn't go to church that often on holidays and such things like that, so it was sporadic. And when I was 11 years old, I went to a vacation Bible school down the street from us. At the end of that, I was 11 years old, I accepted the Lord as my Savior. I never went back to that church, and there wasn't a whole lot of exposure to God's word as I was growing up. And as an adult, getting married, having children, going from churches to churches, trying to settle down and find a church that we liked, we finally settled here at Grace and I became a member. But I never got victory over my alcohol and prescription drugs and just living at times not as a Christian should live. Talking to a friend, and just a good friend of mine and my wife, questioning my salvation. So we prayed, and at that day, I accepted the Lord as my Savior and asked him to forgive me for what I have done. I am not the man I want to be, but I'm not the one I was. And I am blessed to have a church family like you. And God has given me a godly wife and godly men in my life who never let go. So I'm blessed to have you, and I'm blessed to be here. And I can't wait to get baptized.
Amen.
There was, a lot more I could say, but
did a great job. Did a great job. So Ernie was a member at this church, and then he was disciplined out. He mentioned his alcoholism and a few other things. Just this year, asked the Lord to forgive him. He's been walking that way, discipling with Les Yeager, who's sitting back there, eager for you to get baptized as
yes.
well, and then was restored to the church at the beginning of this year. And as we were discussing things, it became apparent that Ernie didn't get baptized as a believer.
Right.
Doesn't save you, but this is a proclamation that he is born again, and now he can do that with the church. And so that's why Ernie's getting baptized here this
yep.
morning.
Looking forward to
Amen.
It. As long as I can get back up.
Don't take me down with you. Ernie Dietrich, because you have repented of your sin, you've placed your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have shown
recently. I'd always had questions like, what is my purpose in life, or what am I living for? But I had never found a convincing answer. I first started to realize that God was working my life after I came to Cleveland. I came to CIM to study music, but I now realize that God really brought me here to know him. I had known Christians before in my life, but it wasn't until I came to CIM that I saw how much these people cared about me and everybody else around me. I was invited to Grace in the fall of 2022, and I decided I wanted to go just to learn about what the Bible really says. I had been to other churches before, but there was something about Grace that really made me just enjoy being here. The community that I was introduced to here was one of the most welcoming and encouraging groups of people that I have ever met, and a big reason that I continued coming every Sunday. I attended Grace for the rest of the academic year, but I was still not saved. I didn't write this down, but I just wanted to add to that also our FCF group, Friday Christian Fellowship. The Castleberries are here, Adam is visiting, and I just thank you guys for being here. So at the beginning of this year, Pastor Mike reached out to me to meet and answer any questions that I had. After we started meeting, I realized that I agreed with everything that the Bible teaches, but I had to answer the question of if I believe that Jesus really died for our sins. This took me a while to figure out. I had lived 19 years of my life believing that it was impossible for there to be a God. This view of the world started to change once I questioned where the concept of beauty and emotion comes from. If our world was created by chance, then there is no reason for the trees to change colors, for the snow to fall, or the sun to shine. There would be no reason for us to feel pain or joy. We wouldn't meet the people we love, and we wouldn't feel the heartbreak of losing them. I started to realize that if these things were not given to us by our Creator, then our world would be unbearable. I had been living my life without purpose. I didn't believe in a Creator. Furthermore, I didn't believe I was capable of believing. Watching God change my heart was all I needed. Christ has welcomed me as a sinner and forgiven me. If he was able to change me, then he must be the Lord of my life. I want to live for Christ. I see my life in the future and can't imagine it without him. My baptism today is not only an act of obedience, but a choice to strengthen the relationship with my Savior.
Amen.
It's been a blessing to hear you worship and sing, and it'll be a blessing to hear you talk amongst one another in fellowship. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.